As each day went by, I observed the weekly spelling lessons my classmates endured. Though often tempted to join in their assignment, I remained quiet as the words refused to form on my lips. In my chronically silent state, I would study the classroom walls, so neatly decorated with what appeared to be the exceptional achievements of my peers. My name, however, was nowhere to be found. In the years that followed, I was silent no more. Every day I strived to give my best because I knew what I was capable of. I looked forward to doing my homework as a testament to what I had learned in class. I felt inspired to share with my parents the bounty of knowledge that was dispensed upon me every single day, and I enjoyed spending every summer checking out as many books as I could carry from the library. I was proud of my progress, and I yearned to continually improve. I vowed never to stop and never give up. I was naive and maybe even a little idealistic, but I was ready. I faced my giants unafraid and relinquished everything to see the battle won. No obstacle was too great, no dream impossible. I was a warrior with a garland on my head. Of course, in my academic days, I forgot that reality was just around the corner once again. There she was to remind me that I had forgotten about the war. The truth was that I could not share the future that seemed for so long predestined for my being. My path would be different and somehow skewed. Soon I learned that I was set apart as the pariah of this age, denied my humanity as an undocumented immigrant.